Blog Talk Radio.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check.
Positivity is all we need. Together we will succeed.
Structure, class structure in this society. And
let's move on to what this is. But the advantages of how the product of advantages is born that fills up our society. And then there's going to be a lot of major business opportunities that will affect the business of Donald Trump. The sale of as it moves forward, allegedly, according to what they're talking about the news and the media, about how the scale is going to be, he's going to be co-founder, the CEO of, Microsoft. Mr. Ballmer is allegedly paying in $2 billion for the sale of the company. When you think of that, that's $1 billion. And they'll think, is this franchise really worth $2 billion? When you think about it, the highest sale of any national basketball association team, then a couple years ago to go up above the 550. But that's the walk above. You would think that the rate of the Bulls would be worth more than either one of those teams tried to file for $1 billion market. Their sale value. In American sports, the highest marketing team is the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys won 3-6. So, Dallas Cowboys is a franchise, Super Bowl winning team, isn't even worth half, according to support of what the Los Angeles Clippers, the team that has ever been to the NBA Finals, the team that has never won any championships. The team set up until 5 years ago was not even a playoff contender, but this team now is worth $1 billion. See, why is the Los Angeles Clippers worth $2 billion when you have the team that has won more championships than any other team in American sports that plays in the same building as the Los Angeles Clippers? The Los Angeles Lakers not even worth a fourth of what the Clippers is. And that is because of racial justice. That's what it comes down to. Racial justice. People feel that getting rid of them early, selling it to the older, is the ideal way to sell African Americans to people of color better. That racial justice is going to get that. That's the same way to admit that one guy that so basically needs racial justice. And to get rid of this guy, sell it to $2 billion, so we should at least care about that. That's just the time to go. And that's why I feel that this year is really the great time for us to jump around and be positive, because I was feeling like something before, like, well, my personal fault, we don't know what that is, social, political background, but doesn't mean that it's all about the bottom line. When it comes to that type of ball, we have outlines to present basketball. This guy might have the same practices that Ben Donovan. He never still doesn't know, unless he does something so crazy that it's been a problem. So, a year or so ago, people would have had no idea of what he was doing in his apartment complex, because he was running with some basically using to get to the good quality. And it is a part of our question to go in your way to people of color. To let go about his mentality and how he treated to hire double executive double color. Saying he has beaten you a fool to give us a question to your death. But 1 year ago, Bill Phillips spoke to him. He said one thing that was supported, and now everybody's up in arms and stupid, said it in a different way. Probably said it in a way that didn't out of hand, but the thing was still out there that all of us have done or have some form of purpose. You do it every day in this world, they will automatically assume that this person, they have better type of education, first, people, first, they come to know. Able foundation. stable family. And this is going to be a cool when we see a person that comes to the street, well dressed, well dressed, compared to a person that they have status quo. They not look like they're safe as well. They have not pulled their hair properly. Imagine you think this person is going to stay this person. They have to be in a stable foundation, stable family. First, they have to qualify for the job that we require for to do it every day in our lives and life. So, when it's our children come there, there's that as president, we are a president, and not sure if the owners of the NBA could be more police because they're found as well. That's one thing that we expect of them sometimes to what they might decide on Tuesday through Thursday comes down to the outcome of self-help. Think about it. Once they hate owners to say, I don't mind if you throw an idiot. Hate owners to say that the ball is not affecting my bottom line, that it doesn't matter, that's not a feeling to the idiot. Think about it. It's true. So to say, no matter what they go with the business, it has an effect. You have to go with it. Don't just have the basis. You have the mix. You have the talent. You have the baby. You have both of the city at first. These things right here. That have financial backing, financial standing that no matter what happens, their bottom line will not be affected. That is a book that next to the book of all the billionaire that holds book of next to the science. The science say that it doesn't matter if he's in the NBA or not. That he's still going to go on. He's still going to go and watch basketball games in the fall. He's still going to watch the NBA Finals on Thursday. And something's going on during our season third. Hopefully, if it don't, that's the order that the season of the Spurs voted to do that. And if you were to say that, he'll still watch the NBA Finals. And this is where economics is their biggest factor. That the social class of this country has been like that since the beginning of this country, and that's the way this country was built by their system. To show that economy comes off. So once you realize that economy comes off, then you have to realize that the person has that particular element of society. Now think about the potential buyers of Clippers that people were talking about, people were speculating about what that could be. Well, for one, one of multi-billionaires could tell me that he didn't have the money or the wherewithal to buy an NBA franchise. Grant Hill, a former basketball player, someone who has established himself as a business, as an engineer, as an entrepreneur, and came together to buy a team and felt that he didn't have financial capabilities and the wherewithal to run a franchise, knowing that he had a strong foundation in his background, one of the biggest schools in the country, and those discounts of what a basketball team is all about. However, it is going to a person that has a clear background of someone who is not involved in basketball, who they have the same practices as the downstone, but the scriptures don't know about. That gives part of the status quo that just keep the good old boys going and the old man. There's only one African American owner in 58, but it's the first report, let alone the National Basketball Association. That shows you where the economic structure in the society is going. And this is about TV show, blog talk radio, film episode, entertainment. And this shows that the economy comes fall. You flip this into the National Football League. Washington Redskins, Washington football team, had some backlash this past week when they were trying to demonstrate to Senator Harry Reid of Nevada about Redskins pride. Daniel Snyder or whoever the marketing management person decided a brilliant idea to have people see Senator Harry Reid and tell them how much they enjoy having the name Redskins. And while there were some that feel that sent Harry Reid saying that Joe not changing the DNA, and you will never change the DNA as long as it's important. Now, who makes billions of dollars, the net growth, and sorry, the growth worth of the Washington Redskins over the past couple of years has been estimated $1.4 billion per year when it comes to TV rights, merchandising, stadium sales, ticket sales, and concessions. $1.2 billion. That's what they've been earning and garnering as the name Washington Redskins has been a part of their franchise. But do you think the NFL is going to take this and say, you know what? We understand that people are offended by this. We're going to do this because they care about the people. So they care about the bottom line. They care about the people. They care about the second one. And they're watching the Redskins. They are giving them a great test for the team that they did that. Now, what the Redskins have done, they have altered the bottom statement from the dark red, quote-unquote, Indian with the staff and his mouth and scapulars in, and made it look more closer to the brave of Redskins. But it's still been fascinating about changing any of the mascots, any of the emblems, to reflect the feeling of a lot of those who think that the mascots are racially offensive. Why? Because of Indians, the Braves, the Redskins have been around for 7+ years, so nothing's going to change, and that's where they're at. And that's what you got to look at as well. With the old guard still being active in the National Basketball League. So, did you feel that the sale of the Clippers going to Ballroom, the old Microsoft, would change the game, would change the way people look this way? Let me know, 347-850-1268. The phone lines are once again open. Rollins and Taraz TV Show, Blog Talk Radio, Spoiler, Spoiler, Spoiler. Thinking back on the way that this was done, the way that people have seen how it's going over the past couple of weeks, couple of months, has shown that people's perception of reality is different too. You have those that have stood up without feeling saying that, hey, let them go, you didn't want to be bold, but it's going to pass in any way, just let them go. Or do something that says, oh, he has Alzheimer's, so he has no bearing, no sense of what he's actually saying. People have actually been saying this on the air. People have actually saying this on radio. People have actually calling him to radio stations like this one, saying that Donald Sterling is just, so he's just old, he has Alzheimer's, he really designed to go on. But they do like to just see it best done. Not Matt Johnson, in those cases, said that Magic hasn't done anything for minorities. As a matter of fact, that in general, African Americans who are just black don't do anything for minorities compared to Jewish people. Said that these people have done more for minorities than any other person, any other group of people. And this is the person that you say is not just right behind this person that's been on national television, global television, when it comes to CNN, and told everything close to that we as African Americans, but not some way, it's just some way we don't step up and support our creative ways. But when you look at an overall perspective, if over, if that shows the first person, if that can't first person, what would have happened? There would have been a large part of people, even though the Clippers are winning teams, Clippers are just even a franchise, they have taken over in scope of LA basketball. There was going to be a lot of people that would back to the fans if it was going to be a black one. Even if they dropped the price, dropped the consensus, they would not go to the game. And then you look at the economic structure of the way sports are ran in this country. One brand is going to be to the point where average person that has to work 40+ hours a week, person that is receiving below the standard of wage that the president wants to pose, $10.10 an hour. They are the people that are making below that wage. They are the people that are working multiple jobs to do a day to day that can't afford to go to a game. they can afford to go to the Clippers game, the Lakers game, a Bulls, Knicks game, Miami game, because if you have a family of four, there's no way you can risk the advantage of spending $200 on a pair of tickets for your living paycheck to paycheck. I guess that's one benefit to living in the basketball area when it comes to basketball, baseball, because Boston Wizards and the Boston Nationals have been down for so long that their tickets are affordable. Still, a family of four to watch the Nationals game for less than it is to go to Hoops or still to a Wizards game for $25, $30, but those people still have enough for food and beverage. But overall, as a society, as a country, a lot of us can't afford to invest that much into a basketball game, into the football game, into the baseball game. And people know this, people know this, so that's why they're not going to do a lot of things to appeal to the essence of the person. They're appealing to sponsors. They're appealing to people that are dropping the money and are putting it into facilities to get some votes. People that are filling on the surface. People will still go to the games in the fall. People will still buy football jerseys. There's tier commercials, but Blake Griffin will be running them at the time. And we will sit there, we will laugh at the commercials. We will look at State Farm commercials for Chris Paul and put our Chris Paul jerseys on and our Blake Griffin jerseys on. And we'll act like nothing ever happened. Why? Because we'll sit back and watch our sports and feel like we have no say. And no part of what's going on up here. And that's there. We have to figure out how to crack the hole in the economic structure and economic standing of this part of the country in order to make sure that people are daily and that people are given the respect that they deserve when it comes down to racial justice and social justice. And figure out that point. Do we feel that as a walk out city, social don't do it the way they did. You have to figure out a new way to become new athletes using the technology and the resources that we have to create a new way, a new revolution where things get done. That's why I want to go into this right here. Going into the upcoming months, as soon as July, we're going to be talking about politics, we're talking about the primary, then we're going to talk about midterm. So changes need to be made, and we're going to come down to the Congress. Right now, there's numerous up for grabs in both the House and the Senate that hope to be effective. Our legislative structure in the past 4 years, people feel so have to complain about the president not doing enough to get the cash. It's important to make decisions and things on the tax and some kind of social economic investment that is affecting the social previous. It's a cool with the same people. Now, I know the Supreme Court, the President of the United States, I see about the 536 people that flood Congress and the ones that make all the laws and make the legislative process for if they're held up to Congress, then the President and the Supreme Court have no choice to react to things and make those things roll along. So we have to stop the state on focusing our attention on the congressional structure. And think about it, Congress, you even have a state of self-care situation that's going on with the basketball association with the NFL. That's why Eric Reed has been adamant about it. That's why there's several senators that have signed off on altering the rest of the game. Things to make things. Congress can make change. That's Congress's job. Congress's job is to alter, amend, and change certain things that are going to go. However, we have a majority in Congress right now that doesn't feel that changes need to make. As long as the bottom line not being effective. So if the Clippers, Redskins, or National Basketball Association, the National Football League, Major League Baseball, paying those organizations for money as a whole, I guarantee you they would pay because that affects Congress just to stick back on things that happen with NFL and NBA. Of course, in Arizona, whenever the Super Bowl goes through there, whenever the Arizona Cardinals are successful, or Phoenix Suns, or something like that, they get revenue That's what Harvard does. That's what Harvard wants people to see. So, 4 minutes left. Let me go to my final thoughts on this. One, just because there's a change, you know, just because there's a change in the guard doesn't mean that's the type of guard that we want with the team. Just because the new face doesn't mean it's not the old guard that's running the league and running the team. So we have to not look at this as a means of racial harmony. That's one. Two, we have to make sure that we are aware of the stereotypes and the injustices that are being done by any of our noses and realize that if there are people who are offended by what is going on, if there are people who have opened up people's eyes saying that, you know what, this is racially insensitive, this is wrong for us, it's not showing a positive standing for what we represent as a culture and as a country, then it's time to step up and wake up and take those. And then also, we also got to realize that it's bigger than those. This goes all the way up to Congress. And we have to make sure that actions and reactions are made that are proper for this country. So that's why it's important to go out and find your primary to vote for the right person. Doesn't matter what your political affiliation is. Doesn't matter what political affiliation you're going to hold on. Look at the person's viewpoint. Listen to what he or she is saying. Read up on individuals. That way we are making sound and proper decisions when we are electing our Congress. Don't go just because it's Democrat or vote for them just because it's going to vote for them. I don't care if you're the party and going for independent, whoever the independent person is. When you look at the D, R, or the I, and you try to make decisions based on a letter or based on a mascot, then you are doing the wrong thing and you are being detrimental to society. So once again, it's Survivor TV Show, Blog Talk Radio, Spoiler Production, Spoiler Entertainment. The show is just taking the time to open your eyes and take the time to stay on what's going on in our communities and our society. Blog Talk will be going on Friday. We're getting into June. We're going to bring this summer. And bringing the heat is talking about bringing the heat back into relationships. It's heat off people when it comes down to certain aspects of their relationships and how to bring spice back into certain situations as well. So, once again, as always, we will come with the things that are important to our community and try to bring them to you. That way we actually make the sound choices and make the right decisions for our neighborhoods and our society. So until next time, we'll go.